A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast that is actually on the internet right now because it's been a hot minute.
It has. Yeah, we haven't recorded in a few weeks.
I know. I was looking at it today and I blame you, but I also blame Thanksgiving. I blame mostly you. Do I blame? I don't know who to blame. I guess I don't
know. Well, I'll take credit. I'll take responsibility for like half of it because I'm finally at this point in my pregnancy where I'm starting to feel better.
Yeah.
But that has not been the case the last 3 months. So
kind of spotty
there. Yeah. So there have been some Fridays where I'm like, not a fucking chance.
Yeah, but that's okay.
We're not doing it.
We're here today and that's all that matters. We got some good bullshit to toss your way.
We are. And I wrote this down a while ago and we never dove into it. So we're going to talk about evolution.
Now, before we talk about evolution, where can people find this bullshit on the internet?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, if you message us, tell us what you'd want us to talk about.
Yeah.
We'd love to do a deep dive.
We love deep dives. You know, I take some of this information and I'll spend the weekend like going down YouTube rabbit holes to the point where it just completely fucks up my YouTube. And then my YouTube's like, oh, all you want is conspiracy news all the time. And I'm like, no, but I want Metallica videos too. Like, come on, what are you doing? You know,
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I want a little bit of everything. So what?
YouTube is so good with their targeting.
Oh, they are.
It's crazy. I don't go on YouTube very often. So even when I go on it, and I see things that are relevant to like my radio job, my other job, my interests, like there are such specific videos. They do a really good job.
Yeah, of listening to you all the time because, you know, your phone's always recording what you're saying, probably, you know?
100%.
Oh, yeah, I know. I get targeted ads all the time, which, by the way, we should do conspiracy theories on that sometime because the ads, like I'll mention something in a conversation and then I'll open up Facebook and they'll show me an ad for what I was just talking about. It's like, this should not be a thing.
We should because as far as retargeting goes, I actually have a lot of very in-depth knowledge on how that works.
Yeah.
Because when I worked at the radio station, I sold digital advertising.
Sure.
So I actually like a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. I actually do know how a lot of that works. But the whole like having a conversation and your phone overhears you, that's not supposed to be a thing.
That's not supposed to be
but
a thing.
I think we've all experienced that at some point.
Yeah,
right?
It seems a little over the top for me.
Yeah. So we're talking about evolution because we were having this conversation a few weeks ago, how I went to private school all through middle school, elementary, middle school, high school.
Yeah.
And we were not allowed to learn evolution.
No.
So I had heard of it maybe a few times, but it wasn't until my freshman year in college when I was sitting in a class and the teacher said something about evolution. And I looked at this person next to me and I was like, what's evolution? And she looks at me and she's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, no, what does that mean? And they're like, so I'm 19 years old. Okay. 19 years old. They're like, well, like how humanity started, like Darwinism, evolution, you know, apes to people, whatever. And I'm like, no, like Adam and Eve.
Yeah. See, I was just going
like,
to say that.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding
me?
It was
because
this whole ordeal.
My parents sent me to Catholic school, kindergarten, eighth grade. And
but then in high school, you learned about it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So in high school, I got the in on it. But the entire time I'm in, you know, through my childhood, they're talking about this Adam and Eve bullshit. And I'm like, this is in my mind, even when I was like 8 years old, I'm like, there's no way this is real.
There's so many when you talk about the Bible. There are so many
holes in it.
Yes. Because it's been translated so many times. I actually just saw a TikTok that I saved because it's a woman who, okay, I'll have to show you this.
Yeah.
She is, okay, she has her degree in like divine something. So she literally went to school, has a master's degree and a PhD in Bible stuff.
Oh,
I don't know. I can't remember the term she called it.
Could you imagine how boring that class would be?
Boring. How interesting would that be? All this stuff you're brought up to believe. It's like Da Vinci Code type stuff.
Okay. Okay, sure.
So that's what she does. Like, so she's as qualified as they get. Okay. And she is, she had this TikTok about how she was going back through, because her specific TikTok was on like homosexuality and how it says in the Bible, and it obviously does not. And she completely in like 30 seconds debunked everything.
Really?
Based on translations of the Bible, which is, I don't know. I think it's so interesting because I grew up in a very religious family where it was the Bible is everything. But nobody ever tells you, well, it didn't start in English. It's been translated a million times. And so in this TikTok, we'll get back on track in a second. This was just so interesting to me.
Yeah.
They talk about how in one of the books they talk about, you know, man should not lay with man or whatever. The actual word that was used in like the original was for a little boy. They're talking about pedophilia.
Oh,
they're
sure.
Not talking about men and men or women and women. They're saying like, hey, don't rape little boys.
Yeah, don't do that.
Exactly.
Because that's horrible shit.
And this is like, I don't know. It was interesting because it's from somebody who obviously this is like what she does. This is her degree. But yeah, anyway, so that's my little my little rant about that, because I think it's so interesting that you grow up thinking this and then all of a sudden you go into the real world and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, none of this is
Adam
true.
Adam and Eve are probably total bullshit. And evolution's probably a real thing, but I know nothing about it.
Well, because, okay, let's be honest here. Before we get into this, like, you take this Adam and Eve bullshit, right? Okay, oh, they're just in this biblical...
But you're supposed to just have faith and believe in it.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. They just show up in this garden and they start banging. That's how humanity... But then wasn't there an apple or something and a snake or some shit? I don't remember. Some kind
of... They aren't supposed to eat any of the forbidden fruit.
Which is sex? Is that what they're talking about?
An apple on a tree.
Yeah, okay.
And Eve does, and then that's where
snake thing happened.
Yeah, and okay. That's how.
But here's
it
the deal.
All starts. Yeah,
okay, but there's no way
that's
like
where free will came in.
Yeah, and does the Bible ever reference dinosaurs at all? Because dinosaurs came before humans, right? I mean, let's be honest.
I don't know.
Because dinosaurs came before Adam and Eve, I'm assuming, in the timeline of the world.
I have gone from growing up in a very religious family to a huge skeptic.
Oh yeah.
Not on like things like I believe in God, I believe in these things. However, I just have a lot of questions. I feel like I want to join
a cult?
No, a Bible study.
Oh, you should, yeah.
In some respect, I would be so curious because I would probably be like the worst student. Because I'd be like, well, why? No, why? Like, what's the logic behind this? Oh, just have faith. No. Tell me
why.
Where in the Bible this comes from. Tell me why we do this. God, they'd kick me out so fast.
I dare you to read the Bible this weekend. The whole thing's front to back, cover to cover.
No, I've read a lot of it from like school and stuff like that.
Nah, you got to reread it, man. I think you should. It'd be really funny. And then bring in a book report next week, you know?
No.
Like, here's what I learned in the Bible. And then
how long that would take?
It'll be two words.
It's like it's these bullshit. Thin pages and they're tiny little words. No.
No, not interested.
Okay, so we're going to hop back on track now.
Shout out to the Bible.
That would be a whole interesting topic of in and of itself.
Real quick question before we move on to evolution. Do you think we could get is the Pope like accessible for interviews?
I'm ignoring this because you're just going into a stupid route.
Well, we get the Pope. I don't know, man. You could interview
not
the president.
Us.
How do we know? I'm going to reach out to the Vatican.
Go for it. Okay. So these are the top 10 myths about evolution.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first one is, if humans came from apes, why aren't apes evolving into humans?
Good question. Maybe they're like 300 years behind. I don't know.
Yeah.
1,000 years behind. Maybe the apes now are going to evolve into the next superhuman.
Yeah.
Because I would assume now apes are probably bigger now. Like bigger apes than what humans evolved from. So maybe that's the next level of like superhuman, right?
Yeah.
That's when all the humans are 12 feet tall. I don't know.
12 feet tall. Why do we have to be taller?
Well, because I think the apes now are probably bigger than the apes back then. I could see that being a thing. Yeah.
All right. So that's the first myth.
No, I'm gonna bust all of these. This is good.
Yeah. There are too many gaps in the fossil records for evolution to be true.
Okay, what does that
mean?
They're
saying when they look at like the fossils that they see like dinosaurs, whatever, all of that stuff.
Sure.
Apparently there's a lot of gaps.
Okay.
So they're saying they would see very consistent growth from from apes to human or whatever. They would say see very consistent evolving, but they're saying they don't have that.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. Like, I feel like, okay, humans probably, the whole ape thing probably started down in like, let's say, I mean, it must have happened all over the world, but at some point, like, the world was all connected in one giant supercontinent before it all like separated, right? Okay, so back in the day. So maybe apes like spread out of, I don't know. I mean, I don't know when evolution started, but I mean, I'm assuming like a million years ago, that's when the first ape started walking around, becoming the first version of a, you know, Neanderthal or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, what do they say? How old is the Earth?
Oh, dude, dinosaurs walked the earth like 100 million years ago.
Okay.
So I mean, dude, a billion years? I have no idea. So this crap could have been going on forever.
Yeah.
I mean, apes could have been running around with the dinosaurs for all we know.
Could be.
We don't know.
I mean, I think they probably do, but
I don't know. We got to ask a scientist.
The next one is they say no one has ever seen evolution happen. They're saying we haven't seen those people who are halfway between an ape and a human, but I don't know. I feel like I've seen a few at the Walmart.
Yeah, sure. But here's the thing, though, too. I mean, okay, this is not a movie. It's not like, you know, you're going to walk around seeing the ape turning into the human, right? I mean, it takes time for that to happen. So
they're saying there's no record
because
they don't have fossils. They don't have proof that there was that intermediate.
Is anybody looking for fossils? Like, where are they looking?
Are they looking for fossils? People look for fossils every day. Hello, paleontologists.
Dude, the key is in the rainforest. Nobody can get into the rainforest. I'm telling you, that's
why.
Well, the rainforest is tough, man. You don't even want to get. We should read up on the rainforest.
We should, because that is super interesting. Because there's so much of it that's never even been explored.
You can't even touch it.
That is the most interesting thing to me is the fact that 97% of the ocean never been explored.
Nope.
Ocean floor.
Okay? Aliens right down there.
And something similar to, I don't know what the percentage is, but there's so much of the rainforest that has never even been touched. What's in there?
No, dude.
Whatever it is probably fucking terrifying.
There's lost societies in there. There's like, you know, back. I mean, I know they found like old, you know, cities that were once like their city roads and stuff, but it's buried on the rain. You can't even get into it because there's all these like, you know, native people around it that won't let you into it.
They found lost cities in the rainforest?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
What?
You got to look. Okay, we're going to do that. Write that down. The rainforest.
I am writing that down.
The rainforest
is
something.
I feel like you steal my pen every single time.
I don't steal. My dog. There's a pen right there. I'm looking at two of them. Okay.
Those are both dried out.
Okay, I'll toss you a pen. Okay, here you go.
Because otherwise, if we don't write this down,
you'll never do it.
We forget about it.
Yeah, but the rain.
You leave the damn caps off.
I'm not the only one who uses this studio, by the way.
It's 99.8% you.
Yeah, so thank you. I got my own studio. That's awesome.
Nice try.
Really, really made it in this world. But
okay, so we're going to talk about the rainforest.
Because I could see a lot of this, the you know, evolution starting in the rainforest. And maybe there are Neanderthal type people still in the rainforest. Nobody knows because you can't get there.
Yeah.
You can't go in there.
That would be...
We'd get murdered in 2 seconds.
I want to learn about these lost cities that have been found in there, whatever.
Look it up.
That's insane. Okay, the next one on here is that science claims that evolution happened by random chance. Natural selection, they're saying, is not random, nor does it operate by chance. These are the people trying to debunk it, of course.
Sure, of course.
But evolution by random chance, I don't think that's...
No.
When it comes down to science, you're going to tell me that something scientific like that was random?
I mean, okay, so there's two options here. How did humans get here? Either they did come from apes and the evolution happened, or one day somebody came from, hatched from an egg?
Yeah.
I don't believe the Adam and Eve bullshit, so we're taking the religious part out of it, because two people just didn't, pop up on Earth and be like, oh, I'm here now, we're going to bang our way into a whole society, because then everybody's inbred. That makes no sense to me, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Because then me and you are, like 14th cousins removed three times. I don't know. Because if it's an Adam and Eve thing, then everybody's related, right? So, unless somebody came from space, is that an option?
I don't know.
I don't know either. God, that's out there.
Know. The next one on here is that only an intelligent designer, they're talking God.
Oh, God.
Could have made something as complex as an eye. I'm not sure why that specifically, but there's so many different parts to it, how the light enters, the different parts of your eye. They're saying evolution couldn't have designed something like that. It couldn't have just happened, but yes, it could. Like, why not?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, before the humans, there were probably birds. There were dinosaurs before that. So, I mean, obviously creatures... See, I don't believe any of this. I mean, everybody came from an ape. It's okay to believe that, though, I think, right? I mean... That has to be the only way.
I mean, who the hell knows?
Because, I mean, it's not like a baby just crawled out of the earth one day being like, I'm here. But who would have taken care of that baby? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's, I don't know. It's interesting because people have such different beliefs. And some are based on faith. Some are based on science. Those are usually the only two things. But
we need to get an ape and we need to watch it for a while.
And at the end of the day, I'm sorry. And I know this is maybe just me, but I have my brain is so logical.
Yeah.
Don't you just want proof for those things?
Well, I get it. It's hard to prove it.
It's the same thing with heaven and hell. Like, with that kind of stuff, like I want proof that when my like loved ones pass away, I want proof that it's heaven or hell. Or when people I hate pass away, same thing.
No, I think the lights just go out and it's over. I think it's just lights
out. Isn't that like a sad, depressing thing though?
Well, it is, but I mean, what happens when a bird dies? You can't tell me that bird goes to heaven or hell.
Well, I hope my dog is in heaven.
All dogs go to heaven. It's
See,
a movie.
They made movies around that.
Yeah,
shit.
To make kids feel nice about themselves.
Yeah, that's just one of those things. I know there's stories about people who've experienced it and all that stuff, but that's, I have a really hard time believing that stuff.
Well, there's one way to find out, Dev.
Okay, anyway, the next one is that the second law of thermodynamics proves that evolution is impossible. So now you've got these people that oppose evolution bringing science into it. Okay, so they're saying that there's no way. The second law of thermodynamics applies to closed, isolated systems. Since the Earth receives a constant input of energy from the sun, it's an open system, blah, blah, blah. It's a whole bunch of science crap in here. But the people who don't believe in evolution say that this law says it's impossible.
Here's the deal. Now, hearing stuff like this, people who believe that evolution isn't real, in my mind, are now just like people who believe the Earth is flat. They have no points and no merit. They just make it up because they believe in it. Oh, the Earth is flat. Oh, evolution isn't real. We're going to go to our conventions and talk about this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I mean, how did I get here?
Right.
How did you get here?
Yeah. And then the last one is that evolution can't account for morality. Not mortality, morality.
Okay.
Evolution can't account for morality. So they're obviously talking about the things people believe in and all of that stuff. It can't, you know, how we act as humans, how we, you know, our thought processes, all of that stuff, and how everyone's so different.
Well, you know what? I mean, we probably all came from a different breed of ape. I mean, I hope I came from a thoroughbred ape. I probably did not. I probably came from a real shitty one, which is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Who's to say it even came from apes? I mean, we could have come from orangutan, right? That's a thing. Monkeys, right?
I think it's all like...
Okay, but like what breed are you? What breed would you think you are when it comes to the ape world?
Purebred.
Really? Purebred.
Duh,
bro. Like I'm a purebred ape, bro. Yeah, okay.
Obviously.
Okay, so that's some shit to dive into. Now, evolution is fucking with my mind.
And it's interesting, too. I feel like I want to watch some documentaries on it, though, because there's so many different perspectives. I want to see, like, a scientist's version of what this is. You know what I mean?
Well,
and, like, how they disprove the faith side of things.
Well, the faith side of things is more to keep people in order and control, right? I mean, it goes back to the Vatican conversation we've had. We got to get into those archives and see who made up Adam and Eve, because somebody sat down and like, oh, we need to tell a story and how or the humans began.
That's what I don't understand. Like, why can't it? I don't know. Why couldn't we just know how it really happened? Like, why couldn't science have just been the reason for it, but people still have faith? Like,
it's a church and state thing. That's the thing. They're
at
war.
That wasn't a thing back then. The separation of church and state was the thing back then.
Here's the thing. Back then, I think the church, like, okay, let's go all the way back to like whenever that shit started, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. How far back do you want to go? 1700. Well, give me a number. I don't care.
I don't know.
Give me a year. Just give me a random year.
1482.
You know, they were trying to probably control the people through fear, through religion, because, oh, if you don't listen to us, God's not going to let you in. So then they make up all these fucking stories, and then everybody buys into it because the church is making money off your shekelings or whatever kind of cash you got laying around. I don't know, man. The whole thing is corrupt.
I just looked up historical events in 1482. I'm like, what was even happening in the world?
What's the first thing that popped up?
The Jewish Bible is first printed.
Well, dude, that's what's up.
In Italy.
See, what's up right there? That was a good guess. Holler to you.
You could print it in the 1400s.
Yeah, that's when that shit started.
I don't even know what that's the peace of something concluded between Louis the 11th of France and
See, and all those people are just trying to control the people through religion. I'm telling you.
That is true.
I'm telling you, and it's worked ever since. Well, that's some good bullshit right there.
Yeah.
Well, now it's time for my bullshit. I found two conspiracy theories. Well, one of which I made up. One is real. One is on the internet. Is it real? I have no idea. Are you ready for this today?
I'm ready.
All right, dude.
It's been a while, so we'll see if you're going to be thrown off or if I'm going to be thrown off. But right now, the score is I have 22 and you have 14.
Okay, so I am behind, but I'm doing okay. I'm not out of the game, so that's all right. Well, what are you rolling
says
your eyes?
Says you.
Yeah, says me. All right, the first one we're going to do today is the mattress money laundering. laundering, the mattress money laundering, okay?
Okay.
In Chicago, there's a large number of stores called Mattress Firm. It is to the point where there's one on every single intersection on one certain corner in town and several going down the street, causing people to raise all sorts of suspicion, okay?
Okay.
There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the stores are used for money laundering, as large trucks are seen going in and out of the locations late into the night with people wearing ski masks. Money laundering.
In Chicago's a cold city.
It is cold, I'll give you that.
They're just wearing masks because they're freaking cold.
I know, but that's a lot of mattress stores like on the same street, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Okay, the next one, the missing prime minister. The missing prime minister.
Okay.
The prime minister of Poland in 1966 was Bartek Antoni, and after 1 year of serving in his position, he went missing while out going for a morning run through the Polish forest Belarus, which is the largest forest in Poland, and his body was never found. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that his disappearance is due to the CIA killing him, as he was a spy for China and was starting to plan a war against the United States.
Okay.
That is the missing prime minister.
All right. I think you made up the mattress money laundering.
You think I made up the mattress money laundering?
Yes. You did, didn't you?
The one I made up was the missing prime minister.
Are you lying?
No, I had to look up Polish names. Bartek and Tony. I had to look that up.
Okay.
I didn't know any Polish names.
Okay.
So originally, originally the prime minister's name was James Davidson. I'm like, that doesn't sound Polish to me at all. So I had to Google Polish
names.
That
does not sound Polish.
No, I read it out loud. I'm like, James Davidson, but he's the prime minister of Poland? What the fuck are you thinking? Like, that's not going to work.
All right. Scores now. I have 22. You have 50. 15.
Yes, I'm coming back.
Come back.
Well, we'll be back with this bullshit hopefully next week if Devin's around, you know, giving us the time.
I feel okay now.
Okay, that's good.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't have control over my own body anymore, so it's honestly up to my unborn child at this point if we do the podcast or not.
Okay, well, that's what's up. Where can people find this bullshit?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie, Facebook and Instagram. Of course, if you're listening right now, make sure you subscribe since we're inconsistent with our shows and... Then you'll get a notification when we have a new one.
Yeah, smash that like button. Is that what the kids are saying? Smash it.
Smash. Is that a thing?
I don't know. Ask your 17-year-old sister. I have no
idea. She would have a much better idea.
Yeah, we'll get the lingo from her because we're too old for this shit.
Agreed.
So we'll be back next week. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you.